93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look in the news. Britt, what's going on?
A man with an axe tried to attack a D.C. police officer early this morning at around 3:20 a.m. The officer was sitting in a patrol car in the 3800 block of 13th Street Northeast when an armed man tried to strike him before running away. The officer wasn't hurt, but the axe man got away. Police say two people tried to abduct an 8-year-old boy who was walking to a bus stop in Temple Hills around 7 a.m. yesterday. The victim said a man and a woman got out of the car and approached him with a gun, trying to get him into the car. The boy ran, but the pair is still at large. Yesterday, hazmat teams responded to the Westfield Wheaton Mall after a woman yelled she had Ebola while police tried to arrest her. The woman has no symptoms and was not on an Ebola watch list. Jesse Matthew, the suspect in the abduction of the University of Virginia student, will appear in a courtroom in Fairfax via video this morning to face separate charges. He's already charged in the Hannah Graham case, but is also accused of attempted capital murder, abduction, and a sexual assault from 2005. In other news, newly unsealed court documents show that lawyers for former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald sought a mistrial. They approached the judge during the trial over the summer after a juror was excused. Of course, we know the judge denied that request, and the McDonalds were later convicted of most of the counts in that corruption trial. And the date is set. Next year's National Cherry Blossom Festival will be March 21st through April 12th. And happy Halloween, the Sober Ride program is back on tonight with free cab rides for would-be drunk drivers. Just call 1-800-200-TAXI if you find yourself in no shape to drive home between 10 p.m. tonight and 4 a.m. tomorrow. I'm Britt, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.